Kind of interesting group this morning, two of a larger group that's joining. It's eLaunch. It's a program at Marion High School. We've got Jackson Bradley's joining this morning. Jackson, morning. How you doing, pal?
Morning. How are you doing, Tom?
Good. And also Cameron Dover's joining this morning. Cameron, it's good to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you, too.
eLaunch, Entrepreneur Launch, I guess, is the full name, is the way to go with that. Jackson,
sure.
How do you have any idea how long this program's been going on at the high school?
It's been going on for about 3 years.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's interesting, Cameron, is that there's a... When I was reading up about your program, this thought that there are not enough people out there that are really interested in starting their own business. Sometimes, you know, they refer to it as people who want to sign the front of the check as opposed to the back of one, you know, creating a business. There's not enough of these people.
Yeah, they're not really taking the opportunity that they've been given. It's a great opportunity, and I feel like more students should really take it.
All right. When it comes to this, it's interesting because when I was kind of – I've noticed this change in people, Jackson, that – everybody seems to have an idea, and I wondered if it didn't start about the time of the internet. Everybody, you know, had a little business plan. They were going to make it rich, right? But the internet really broadened those opportunities. You know, everybody's got an idea for a website. I mean, YouTube was just an idea out of a garage from college students. Now it's a billion-dollar business. These ideas can be big. What's yours?
My idea right now, I'm doing film production. So if a local artist or a local politician or lawyer or business wants a commercial or a music video or someone just wants to make a video, then they can hire me to do that and I'll film it for them, I'll edit it for them. And then that way we can get our ideas out there on the internet and eventually we can spread them across the entire world, hopefully.
Right. So your idea is creating a better message.
Absolutely.
And see, here's the interesting thing. Some people say commercials are bad, commercial advertisements are bad. Bad commercials are bad, good commercials are good. It's how we communicate in modern society. We message one another, and this is one of the ways that we do it on a broader scale. Now, I'm curious about you, Cameron. What business do you have up?
Well, my business is called ACK Foam, and I make memory foam mattress toppers for college students over at like SIU or John A. so they can have a better night's sleep and not in those uncomfortable dorm beds.
All right. Well, how do they order it? How do they get your product?
I have a website online. It's just ackfoam.com, and they can just go on there and fill it out and order it that way.
So you actually make the foam or you order it from somebody else produced?
I order it from someone else.
Right. By the way, those work. I've used one, not yours, but I've used them, and they actually do work, especially when it comes to keeping cooler. At least that's mine did for mine in the heat. Any other how many other class members do you guys have right now? Do you know?
We have about 10 class members right now. So.
And you meet every single day for 1 hour?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Monday through Friday mostly.
All right, every school day you meet 1 hour.
Yes.
All right, so Jackson, can you give me an idea of what some of the other people are working on in your class?
We have someone who's doing scented candles. We have someone who's doing the refinishing furniture. Someone who is doing nutrition planning, car detailing, welding and fabrication. It's pretty much a pretty broad range.
It is, really ideas, is a broad range. And so the idea being here, you learn how to do something, and it's a template for doing other things. I mean, that's kind of the way I see this.
Yeah.
Once you learn how to do a business, you got to set up a website. You got to communicate with you got to tell somebody you've got a product. You've got to have the product. You got to deliver the product. You got to service the product. You got to communicate, in your case, Jackson, on how to create the product because it's an ongoing event. I mean, so the idea is you guys and women that are in the class learn how to make businesses.
Yeah, we learn right now from a lot of business men and women in the community that we visit, and they give us a lot of pointers and tips to further our businesses and make it easier for us. So that's very helpful.
Starting your own business in Illinois may not be the easiest place in the world to start a business either. I get each one of you in the class has a business mentor, is that right?
We have our facilitator of the class, and that's Brandy Bradley, and she basically advises us and helps us make the right decisions for what we want to do with our business. And then we also we get advice from Mike Absher from Watermark Auto Group, and he talks to us a lot. We've also talked to, like, for example, Eric Cornett from Core Pharmacy, and we talked to Kent Smith from Southside Lumber. So there's a lot of different businesses, local businesses, that talk to us about how they got started, and then we can use their stories as kind of like reflections to our own stories.
All right, so you have coming up on April 16th. When I was reading up on you guys, it was, I think, described as a trade show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That goes on at the pavilion. Now, what happens at the pavilion on the 16th with these businesses?
Well, all of us in the class set up a little booth to show everyone that comes our product or our business. And then so basically they just come around and look at that, and we explain to them what our businesses are. And then we're also this year doing a raffle, and we're raffling off a Kawasaki Mule SX. And then so people
and
buy
then that
tickets.
And then that money's used for what?
It's used to help, like, start our businesses. So we'll take the money from the class and then help it start our business. Then we'll have to repay.
So you're going
to
capitalize yourself with a raffle.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Right? Yeah. All right. So this event coming up, Jackson, April 16th is at the Marion Pavilion?
It's at the Marion Pavilion.
What time?
What time is it, Cameron?
You know?
Is it around 6?
So it's an evening?
I think it's 4 to 6.
4 to 6. So somebody in the business community can buy your business? Is that the idea? That if you've created a successful business, somebody wants to buy it? Or
no, they could buy like our products or something.
Okay. All right. They
could
buy
certainly invest.
Or you can invest in your business to help grow it as well. All right. So this e-launch program is really, you know, when I look at this, you've got a lot of community support on this. And looked at your list of sponsors. I mean, it's really big. So it's only juniors and seniors?
Yes.
Right? And, you know, and the backing that you've got and the businesses, because apparently the business community is your classroom. But, you know, when you get a look at this, this is a big deal when they talk about the ability to instill confidence, that, you know, urban and rural communities both suffer from a brain drain. This gives you a really kind of a variation of your education instead of reading, writing, arithmetic. It's, you know, is business.
Yes.
Is the other item.
It's real-world experience that we couldn't get in a classroom at the high schools. So,
yeah. So how's your mattress pad business? How do you qualify its success right now?
We're doing pretty well. It's pretty seasonal during, like, the summer months because everyone's going to college. So I'm about ready to start that back up, and we started it last July, and so those 2 months, July and August, were really big, but it kind of dwindled down as the year ended and 2018 began.
Jackson, do you have clients now that you're working with on creative messaging?
I don't have any clients right now. I've had people in the past that I've worked with, but I didn't charge them anything, so I'm working on building a base that will pay me.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people, you know, I went out intentionally looking since I met you a short time back and looking to see what people are doing in the digital media when it comes to advertising. And what I noticed was there's a really lot of bad work. Really a lot of bad work.
That's,
you know, when somebody mispronounces the name of the product they're trying to sell, that has a tendency to really make me go into a foaming just lunacy, right? And I think really the digital arena where people are trying to create their own advertising would be the place for you because, you know, it's interesting if you go out and you say, look, what are you guys, what's redoes furniture? I mean, does the guy who knows how or woman knows how to redo stain furniture, are they good at messaging? Well, chances are if they're good at chairs, they're not good at messaging. You got to have somebody who knows what they're talking about, how to get to people and what's important to them so that they'll buy the product. So it's always a challenge, by the way. So
yes.
It's nice to have you guys in, and good luck. This is this upcoming event, by the way, and we hope you mark this down, is April 16th at the Pavilion in Marion. It'll start at 4 o'clock, and you get a look and see what some of the e-launch students at Marion High School have produced. Final thoughts, guys? Anything on the agenda?
We want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, Watermark Auto Group, Core Pharmacy, Brad Olson, attorney at law, and Pass 1 Hour Heating and Cooling.
Oh, Francis is with you guys. Well, Francis is a great guy. He understands the value of this. There's a teacher right there, buddy. Francis Pass. That's a teacher that you can learn a lot from. Cameron, it's good to meet you, man.
Nice.
Best of luck.
You too. Thank you.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, your business, I just talked to a furniture store owner and told me that the big next wave of change is going to be mattresses delivered to your home. You already see it in a lot of TV messaging. He says it's really going to change the furniture world. And that's one of his areas of concerns going forward. So,
all right, well,
apparently you're in the right vein, apparently.